This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is! The Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun. On a Thursday, the week is almost over. Put a smile on your face, and our show tonight is simply gigantic. Consider this a feminist show. Why? Because it's huge. That's why. Here's what we have on tap for tonight. Are they being hypocritical when they call you a threat to democracy and then say, I represent all people? Well, no, they're actually not. I'll explain here in a moment. Is this still your country, and how do you act if it's not? We'll talk about illegals. There is a pretty revealing report courtesy of an investigative journalist about those pipe bombs. Remember the pipe bombs they found at the RNC and DNC? We'll talk about that. Cancer going up through the roof in young people. That's freaking horrible. China's out shipbuilding us by a mile. Emails. We're even going to talk about child labor and why we need more of it. All that and so much more is coming up tonight on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. And speaking of needing more of it, you know what I need from you? You know. What's tomorrow? Tomorrow's Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. So get your questions all 3 hours, ask me anything. They're all dedicated to your emails. Get your questions in now to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. We'll do some calls later on in this show. Not now. I have a bunch of stuff I want to talk about first because I want to begin here. I read about history. Not to brag, but I read. I'm able to read. And I hate to rub my education in your face, but I can read. And one of the things that's always hit me is reading about defectors from evil countries. One of the first countries you probably, it probably already popped into your head, the Soviet Union. How many defectors were there from the Soviet Union? Lots and lots. Yuri Bezmenov, we play him for you all the time, former KGB agent. He defected to the West. Ever seen the movie Hunt for Red October? Or if you're a nerd like me, ever read the book? What was the main story? They were defecting. Soviet Union was evil. Soviet Union sucked. They're defecting because their government had become so evil and turned against them that they left. And I always watched that stuff and read that stuff. And I always looked at it from afar, meaning I never put myself potentially in that situation. Oh, that would suck to have a country like that. Oh, I wonder what that's like. Oh, if I didn't say this to myself, I kind of thought it. Oh, I'm glad that could never happen to me. So let's have a talk about something. Biden's out there, does this a lot, but this is, remember, Biden's just a puppet. He's just the voice for all the commies who actually run the government. And he appears to say two different things a lot. Joe Biden will get up one day and he'll talk about how he's president to all America.
I promise to be a president for all America, whether you voted for me or not.
And then people will say, they'll be outraged about that, and they'll say, what? President for all Americans? But then why does he talk like this?
Donald Trump and the MAGA Republicans represent an extremism that threatens the very foundations of our republic. MAGA Republicans do not respect the Constitution. They do not believe in the rule of law. They do not...
Jesse, he's being a hypocrite! No, he's not. Allow me to explain. And this is probably a hard talk, but you know we have hard talks on the show. We don't go with the latest headline and then just, oh, I can't believe that. Can you believe it? Hey, let's go to a guest. We don't do that. We talk about the big things that are happening here. Is Joe Biden being hypocritical when he says, I'm president of all Americans, and then in the next breath says anyone who voted for Donald Trump's a threat to the country? No, he's not actually being hypocritical. Because it's time for you and it's time for me to accept something that is hard to accept. The people who run our country do not consider us to be part of the country. They don't. They don't believe that we're actually Americans. When Joe Biden says he wants to be president of all Americans and in the next breath talks about how you're a domestic terrorist for voting for Donald Trump, he's not being a hypocrite. He's being honest. All Americans, in the minds of not just Joe Biden, FBI, CIA, Democrat Party, top to bottom, all Americans, doesn't include you. You're not included. You are, in fact, an enemy of Americans in the minds of these people. And for you, that's a lot to take in. For me, that's a lot to take in. Wait a minute. I'm the one who cares about the country. I'm the one who cares about the values. I'm the one who cares about the Constitution. I'm the one who wants people to be free. I want government to be small. I want the border secured. Yes, but you're not understanding that's exactly who they consider to be an enemy of the state. Headline right here from The Hill. Multicultural Americans to become the majority population by 2050. The thing they told us was not happening, they now regularly print articles about, bragging that it is happening. Why are they bragging about it? Because they consider this to be what America actually is. No border, no culture, no nuclear family, no worship, no nothing. America's just a gigantic dumping ground for the world. And in so doing, they can burn it down while telling the people who love it they're not Americans. They're not being hypocritical. They're not talking out of both sides of their mouth. The people who run the country do not consider you to be part of it. And that's a lot to take in, isn't it? Look, here's a story. You'll remember this story, obviously. Remember Daniel Penny, United States Marine Daniel Penny? He's riding the subway in New York City one day. Some violent nut job starts threatening people. Penny puts him in a rear naked choke, chokes him out. Guy dies, all drug addled or whatever. Who knows? But the guy dies. Daniel Penny, there's a big story right now. The judge won't dismiss his charges. He put in a motion to dismiss, and the judge won't dismiss his charges. And people are out there, they're outraged. Oh my gosh, this is crazy. This is crazy. We don't, what kind of a justice system do we have? Well, look, let's talk about that. Let's accept something here. We don't have a justice system for the Daniel Pennies of America. That justice system doesn't exist anymore. Daniel Penny in New York City does not have access to a justice system. Daniel Penny, as being somebody who is good, who wanted to protect the innocent and stop the violent, Daniel Penny doesn't have a justice system. They would never even consider dismissing the charges. They have a system of government. The system of government is this. We here in New York City, we believe that we will turn violent criminals loose from jail. Those violent criminals will rape and murder and rob. This will destabilize society, which allows us to gain power. Therefore, these violent criminals must be allowed to rape and murder and rob. And if anybody tries to stop them from doing so, that human being is an enemy of the state. They have taken over the state and they have determined you and the Daniel Pennies of the world to be an enemy of the state. So I come back to what I opened the show with. How do we deal with that? Look, if it keeps going, if this is not reversed, and there's so much reversal necessary, how do we deal with a country that doesn't believe we're part of it anymore? Listen to Maxwell Frost. This is a member of the United States House of Representatives. Shocking, it's a Democrat. This human being, he believes the United States of America should be flooded with illegals so he can burn it down. That's what America is to him.
To my colleagues on the other side of the aisle, let's be honest with immigrants who deserve better than what you're offering them. Don't welcome immigrants if you plan to reject them. If you keep pushing your bigoted HR 2 bill, then also pass this bill. I've taken the liberty of drafting it for you. It removes the Statue of Liberty, our largest symbol that tells people to come here. This is who you are. Removing the fabric of America. So I want to know which Republican who supports and voted for HR 2 will introduce this bill.
If you're an American who wants border security, it's important to note it's not just some wingnut or two. The established authority now in the United States of America believes you're anti-American. You're an enemy of the state. How do we deal with that? Let's talk about that in a moment. How do we deal with it? We have to deal with it. It's clearly where we are. Before we do that, let's do this. The culture war, the war for this country, which is important. It's not some stupid side issue. Well, let's just talk about taxes. The culture war is the issue. The culture makes the country. The culture war has to be fought on many, many fronts, not just one or two, including where we spend, or more specifically, where we don't spend our money. The amount of money they take from us and use for their evil causes is staggering. We don't have to help them do it by patronizing companies who hate our guts. Have you switched your cell phone service yet? If you have Verizon, you pay them every month automatically, don't you? You gave them your credit card and they automatically take it out every single month. You make an automatic payment to communism every single month. Don't do that anymore. Switch to Pure Talk. Not only will you pay a lot less, same great 5G network. You can support a company that loves this country. And it's easy. You don't even have to switch phones or phone numbers. 10 minutes on the phone. #250 and say Jesse Kelly. #250 say Jesse Kelly. Switch to Pure Talk. What, Chris? We can make jokes. It's fine.
You got that right. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday with me, vest-wearing Jesse. Remember, I told you I was going to begin upping my vest game as a European. I feel like I should. What, Chris? I feel like I need to mix in more vests. I'm wearing a vest today. I look magnificent, if I say so myself. It's going to be a lot of vest, Jesse, from here on out. Vest and hat, Jesse, is going to be a thing, Chris. Don't shake your head. It's going to be a thing. It's going to look good. I'm going to look magnificent. Anyway, back to what we were talking about. As the country turns against us, how do we deal with that? What's the right way? What's the wrong way? What's the smart way? How do we deal with a country that has turned against us? Well, here's one way you're not going to deal with it. Please. And I understand the sentiment. Here's an email. Jesse, with the increasingly blatant anti-American actions of our political establishment against any dissident voices, I more and more frequently ask myself, why am I allowing my money to be taken by those who would use it to cause further damage to this country? At what point is it acceptable to say no to any federal taxation? Anymore, I feel like any money we give them will be used to buy the proverbial rope they will use to hang us. Thanks, and I love the show. Okay, first and foremost, I
100% understand the sentiment behind this. My wife and I, we just had to do taxes. You know, the year's over, so we're all doing taxes. Maybe you're doing taxes right now, too. And we owe at the end of the year. And we're sitting there and we're calculating this. And she sits back once the CPA tells us how much we owe. And you could see this look of disgust on her face. And I said, I know, baby. I know it hurts to pay. You know, it hurts to pay taxes. And she said, it's not that. It's not that. Think about everything we fund with these tax dollars we're about to pay. Doesn't it sicken you? Does it make us bad that we fund it? So I understand the sentiment. I feel the same way. I understand. But there's something else you have to. We always have to keep in mind. We have to be mindful of this. Be shrewd as snakes and innocent as doves. If you are residing within a regime that is hostile to you and your family, it is important to operate smartly. They're looking for a reason. You remember the story we talked about yesterday? It's this big revelation from the House Oversight Committee or House Judiciary Committee. I forget which committee. Who cares what committee it was? Where the federal government, they've been flagging your gun purchases. They've been flagging if you bought a Bible. If you walk into Bass Pro Shop, they flag you. What does that mean, flagging? Let me clarify. It means they potentially have already begun a file on you. They've begun a file because you, in their minds, as someone who bought a Bible or a gun or both, oh, God forbid, both, you are potentially a domestic terrorist. Okay, so where do we go from here? Well, look, let's make it about me. We know they've got a file on me by this point in time. There's no question about it. They've begun a file on me as a potential domestic terrorist. So should I stop paying taxes? Well, if I'm underneath a regime that's hostile to me, I don't have to offer myself up. And that's what that would be doing. Remember, they didn't hire 87,000 new IRS agents for funsies. They didn't hire them to go after millionaires and billionaires because they rarely go after millionaires and billionaires. It doesn't financially pay off. Millionaires and billionaires have better lawyers than you and me. And so they go after middle class and lower class people. That's who the IRS has traditionally gone after. They hired 87,000 IRS agents specifically so they could throw you in prison if you stop paying taxes. They're coming after you. They started going after $600 Venmo payments online. They didn't go after $600 million transactions by their billionaire friends. $600 online, and they have a record on you. We have to operate smartly. Smartly protesting. Smartly being an activist. This is why I've told you time and time and time again, if possible. If it's possible, you need to get to a red area and then dig in and make it redder. I have been very honest with you about the reasons why. One, your life is better. Let's be honest. Your life is better. Two, the red areas can be saved if we toughen them up because they're all pillow soft now. But three, and this is honestly, it's probably the biggest reason. As we march forward through this dangerous world, through this dangerous country we have. And speaking of dangerous countries, we're going to talk to BK. The great BK is going to join us next and do some foreign affairs stuff. But anyway, as we walk through this dangerous world we have right now, we are going to need some level of state protection. It is going to be a necessity moving forward. If you're sitting right there in the belly of New York City, you don't have a single level of state protection that is on your side. In fact, they are all openly hostile to you and your beliefs. You are deep behind enemy lines, and one trip up and it's over for you. I know that sounds dramatic and it's a lot. That is the country in which we live. And the sooner we wake up and smell the roses, the safer we can be. Now, set all that domestic stuff aside. What's Yemen? Is that part of Australia? Why are we talking about Yemen? Let's talk to BK about that. Next.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Turn it off, Chris. What in the world? BK, there's no way he requested this. He requested Barry Manilow? You know what? I respect it. I respect it. Joining me now, my friend, former Air Force PJ, host of the Great World News with BK podcast. Highly recommend that. BK, okay, before we get to Barry Manilow, I want to address something with you real quick, an email question I got that I thought maybe you could answer better. Jesse, you always do a great job of making the complex understandable. Years ago, I was a big fan of Hootie and the Blowfish, so now he's shooting missiles at ships in the Red Sea? What happened? BK, what's going on over there with Hootie?
Old Hootie went off the rails over there in Yemen. Yes, of course, he's talking about the Houthi rebel group, which has been, you know, a thorn in our side. For some reason, Joe Biden, like in his first week of office, declassified them as a terrorist organization, and they had to had some egg on their face quickly before they quickly backtracked this week and redesignated them as a terrorist organization. But the Houthis have been doing this for a long time, Jesse. I mean, we've had this war in Yemen, this civil war. The Houthis actually control a significant chunk of the country, along with the Western-backed government, which we recognize, but they've been going at it for years. And this rebel group, Jesse, the Houthis, they've had the entire might of the United States military arms industry against them, in the sense that we supply all these weapons to Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia joined this Arab coalition to try to drive them out. It's killed hundreds of thousands of people. And the Houthis are not only still standing, but they're just as strong as ever. And it's kind of like our experience in Afghanistan. It mirrors it. You know, you have this Arab world that's united against these Houthi rebels. It's been going on for a decade, and they're stronger now than they ever have been.
BK, conceptually, can you explain something to me? I'm going to act like it's for the audience, but it's actually for me. You have this rebel group that's operating without the sanction of the government there. So why doesn't the government stop them? Where's the disconnect?
They can't. They have no ability to, Jesse. These Houthis are a powerful group. They've been around for a long time. They're able now to hijack commercial ships. And as we've seen in Ukraine, you know, the drones have made this a whole new ball game. And maybe one day, Jesse, as I've said, we'll have the counter drone technology become more effective, and then all the electronics will be useless, and we'll be back to gunpowder and swords. But for now, you can take out a tank with very, very little money, as we've seen in Ukraine. We've seen tens of millions of dollars in tanks being taken out with drones that are, you can buy off of a hobby shelf. It's a completely new time in warfare, and I think a lot of places are, you know, getting caught up with this. But the Houthis themselves, you know, they're like a Muslim minority in Yemen, but they are part of that Iranian-led kind of axis of resistance against Israel and the United States. And they kind of emerged in the 1990s, and they took their movement, their name from their founder. But yeah, they've been going across the government for a long time, and they have not been able to stomp it out no matter how hard they try, because probably they have a lot of sympathy in the Western-backed government as well.
BK, can you, again, we're speaking to BK, former Air Force PJ. I need intel from him about something. Okay, BK, you mentioned these rebels seizing vessels. Well, I am certainly not one of these high-speed super ninja types like you are, but I know enough of them to know boarding a moving vessel that doesn't want you to board it and seizing it is not exactly something you can do just by being tough or learning how to swim. That takes training and equipment. How in the world are these people in possession of that kind of training and equipment?
Well, they don't really do it the way we do it, Jesse. They have a lot. I mean, we've seen them. They're doing air operations now. They're descending from helicopters. I mean, stuff that, you know, and it's not really that hard, especially in the social media age. You can go on Instagram right now and find a bazillion videos of American special operations guys, you know, rappelling out of helicopters. And finally, these dudes are looking around going, you know, hey, why not? Why shouldn't we be able to do that? It doesn't look too hard. And on that point, Jesse, you know, you bring up the it's called VBSS, vehicle-borne ships, and it kind of bothered me. I was really hesitant to speak out on this, Jesse, but, you know, of course, we lost two Navy SEALs, presumed lost at sea, and they were performing, and this is probably one of the most dangerous maneuvers you can do, and it's at night in high seas, and no disrespect to the SEALs at all, this is an incredibly hard and physically demanding maneuver to pull off. I question the naval leadership on this, saying, why on earth would you do this on a vessel? You have this huge Navy ship. Why don't you just pull alongside of the thing and blast out in Arabic, hey, we're coming aboard, and if you don't cooperate, we're going to sink your ship, instead of sending a small boat to pull alongside? And apparently it was at night, heavy seas, extremely dangerous, and I just don't understand that decision making. I mean, I don't know if they pushed for it, the Navy soft guys, but I looked at that and I was like, what were you thinking? And it's just a real tragedy, in my opinion.
BK, can you speak to whatever much you know about the Russia-Ukraine situation? From the outside looking in, it looks like it's all over but the crying. It looks like Russia took most of what it wanted. It doesn't look like Ukraine has the ability to remove them. No matter what happens in Congress, the money's drying up, and it looks like this thing's over. But I don't want to speak out of turn, is it?
I wouldn't call it over, Jesse, but, you know, we have seen this for a long time now. When you have a country like Russia, whose populace apparently does not care that hundreds of thousands of their young men are going on a military adventure to go kill or be maimed horribly in a artillery World War One style war,
ugh,
you can get away with a lot. And they don't seem to be rising up against the government. Can't say I blame them, that it all be sent immediately to the gulag. But if you have that and you have a president who does not care what the world thinks, and boycotts aren't working and divestment isn't working, he is going to get away with a lot, and this is just a war of attrition. Russia has way more men. Ukraine is literally running out of men, and it's honestly a human tragedy, in my opinion. This is like, Jesse, this is insane. This is like, what, almost 2 years coming up of this war, and we're talking like 500,000, if not more, casualties.
Oh.
And who's going to win? What are you going to win? You're going to preside over your pile of rubble and wasteland? I mean, we've all seen the videos on social media, Jesse. It's like a snowy plain covered with shattered tanks and destroyed trees and burnt out buildings. And it's like, okay, enjoy your conquest, I guess. It's just a tragedy to me all the way around.
Again, we're speaking to BK, host of World News with BK. BK, what have we learned about Russia's military capability throughout all this? What are they good at? What are they bad at? They're not the big bear that they were back in the Soviet Union era. Obviously, their economy is about the size of Texas's economy, but they're good at some things and bad at others. What have we learned?
Well, we've learned, first of all, that their pre-Ukraine invasion assessment by Western analysts was woefully off, because, Jesse, I remember talking about this. Analysts were saying, hey, shortly before February 2022, which is when they invaded Ukraine, analysts were saying, oh, this is a different Russian military. Putin has made it a goal to get rid of this cumbersome bureaucracy and enable more senior NCOs to make decisions in the field. And they were warning everybody, like, no, this is the lean, mean Russian fighting machine. And then they invaded Ukraine, and we promptly saw that it was just the same old Russian military that invaded Grozny, the Russian military that's willing to take enormous casualties and inflict incredible damage in order to achieve their goal. And everybody kind of was like, this is the Russian scary fighting force that we were warned about. But I will say that Russia has learned, and there's also been Western intelligence assessment now saying Russia has learned a lot. And this is like trial by fire, literally, Jesse, but they have saying Russia learned their lesson in the early part, and they've become much more adept, and they've become much more slick and saving their men and personnel. They still can't help themselves a little bit. They just destroy everything in their sight while taking enormous casualties, but they have improved a lot on the battlefield. And I just think it's going to be a stalemate. And I understand these people who refuse to even talk about peace talks. It's like, what do you want them to fight until there's literally no more men left in the country? Because that's the road we're headed down.
Dang, so freaking sad. BK, my brother, thank you for making us smarter again tonight. Ah,
thank you, Jesse.
Horrible, man. All right. Listen, don't get caught with your pants down. And I'm not just talking to Hunter Biden here. I'm talking to all people. We need to make sure financially we are protecting ourselves. But how can you do that when the people who run the country are openly hostile to the dollar? They're just spending it and printing it and spending it and printing it and spending it and without end. How do we protect ourselves? What do you even do? Well, there's only one thing you can do. You have to buy things the government can't destroy the value of. It doesn't matter what the government does. They cannot destroy the value of gold or silver. It is the only thing that is untouchable by any government around the world. It's stood the test of time. Call Oxford and get some. They'll deliver it to your front door. They'll put it in your retirement. This is for normal people to protect themselves. 833-995-GOLD. Tell them Jesse told you to call. We'll be back.
Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday. Again, reminding you that tomorrow is an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. That means you need to get your questions emailed in now. Ask me anything, but email them in now. They're already rolling in. Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. Jesse, when I first started listening, you were a tinfoil hat. I looked you up. Your, quote, crazy talk has been proven in the 6 months I've been listening. You called pitches before they were thrown. You've called out the administration, so on and so forth, a token face for communism. Listen, I joke, obviously, about being an oracle. I'm no more an oracle than you or anybody else. I joke about that. But you know why I occasionally get things right before other people get things right? It's because I'm a bad person. And allow me to explain. If I say something that makes people uncomfortable, it doesn't make me uncomfortable that I made them uncomfortable. I'm not trying to make you uncomfortable. Like when I talk about 2024 and what the system's going to do and all these other things, I'm not trying to make you uncomfortable. I'm not trying to bring you down. At the same time, I don't give a crap if it makes you uncomfortable. We have to be honest about what we're facing. The only reason I'm able to see some of the things these people are doing before maybe some others are able to see it. I don't think I see it before you see it, but the reason I see it before some others are able to see it is because I understand the nature of what we face, and that is the huge failure of the right now. Do you remember? Let's talk about this really quickly. CDC drafted an alert for myocarditis and COVID-19 vaccines, but never sent it. Okay, so the CDC knew that the vaccine was harmful to people, and they just didn't even bother sending a memo. This is going to come back to what I'm talking about, but I want you to pause for a moment, and I want you to remember back to the outbreak of COVID-19 and how, forget about the left, forget about the commie scum, I want you to think about how Republicans, many, many, many of them, acted initially. Immediately, people on the radio, senators, congressmen, the president, all Republicans, people in writing, people on television. Oh my gosh, we're all going to die. Oh, shut the country down. Oh, this. Oh my gosh, take the vaccine. It's super safe. It's definitely safe and effective. This was not only coming from the left. This was coming from the right, which is part of what kneecapped any efforts for freedom, the right laying down for all this stuff. But why? Why was the right, why was so much of the right so eager to lay down for all this stuff? Why were they and I wasn't? What is the difference? I understand what we're facing and they do not. That's the difference. I understand that the American media is not biased. It's not liberal. They are openly and very seriously hostile to you and this country. They are our mortal enemies. They don't lean left. They're not progressive. They are our mortal enemies. And I understood that. I understood this. I understood it better than he understood it. And frankly, better than I think he still does. I understood that these people were dead serious about destroying Donald Trump. Dead serious. Maggie Haberman, she's a you know who Maggie Haberman is. She's a columnist for the New York Times. The New York Times is a communist rag. Maggie Haberman, she hates Donald Trump with the fire of 1,000 suns. If they do end up sending Donald Trump to prison one day, Maggie Haberman is going to write a 10,000-word article in the New York Times, and all it's going to say is, ha, 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 ha. That's how evil and anti-Trump this person is. To this day, he gives her scoops and speaks to her in private. Because, hey, look, we're all just playing a game, right? A media game. If you don't understand how evil these people are we're up against, they will end up owning you. Time and time and time again. And that's why it is the norm on the show. We laugh about it at this point in time. I will say something. Everyone will scream at me. Jesse, that's too, you're crazy. Jesse, you're being over the top. Jesse, you're wrong. And you can go ahead and write it down like clockwork. 6 months to a year, those same people will say, dang, man, I thought you were nuts at the time, but you turned out to be right. How many times has it happened, Chris, on the show? A million. Happens all the time. Why? Am I really an oracle? No, I'm a friggin' idiot. I just know the exact nature of these people we face, and I know how evil they are. Republicans do not consider these people to be evil. They consider them to be naive, maybe to the left, maybe biased. This human being, laugh it off all you want. If he had the power to do so, would arrest you for the fact you own a gun. He would send you to prison. And if he was able to, he would remove you from the face of the planet.
My colleagues on the other side of the aisle, let's be honest with immigrants who deserve better than what you're offering them. Don't welcome immigrants if you plan to reject them. If you keep pushing your bigoted HR 2 bill, then also pass this bill. I've taken the liberty of drafting it for you. It removes the Statue of Liberty, our largest symbol that tells people to come here.
He's not biased. He's not progressive. He's your mortal enemy. And whether or not you want to accept that, that's going to determine how successful we can be fighting him. If you don't believe he's your mortal enemy, who's trying to destroy you, but he's your mortal enemy trying to destroy you, you're going to lose. If the GOP top to bottom does not change its mentality with dealing with these vile commies, the GOP will lose. If I have to hear one more time about how they're stumbling at the border, I'm going to vomit on air. All right, we still have 2 hours, and gosh, they're very worried about disinformation in 2024. Why bring that up? In fact, they're saying it's a threat to the country. Let's talk about that. Let's talk about our puppies first. I look back at all the dogs I've had, and I'll be honest with you, I try not to think about this, but I wonder how many more years I could have had with them. Whether it's Jack, Jake, Hank, all the different Sam, all the different dogs we had, Airedales, Black Labs. We never gave them real nutrition. We didn't know. We gave them dog food. We would try to buy good dog food, as good as we could afford. I'm sure you do the same. But all dog food is dead. Dog food is dead. There's no nutrients in it. We don't give our dogs nutrients, and then they keel over at 10, and we wonder why. Start pouring Rough Greens on your dog's food. They give out free Jumpstart trial bags, vitamins, minerals, probiotics, antioxidants. You will see a difference in your dog's coat and his breath and his energy. 833-33-MY-DOG. Just give them a call or go to roughgreens.com/Jesse. Hang on to your dog for as long as possible, huh? All right. Now, NBC News is reporting that we face an unprecedented threat in 2024. What is that threat? It's disinformation. Oh, wow. That's interesting. But what are they talking about? What are they doing here? They're doing something. We'll talk about that next.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.